do a lot of things every day that people don't necessarily recognize, whether it's in our wastewater treatment plant, the police department, fire department, Bureau of Service. And if they happen smoothly, people just assume everything's all right and things are going well. You know, if it something goes wrong, then we hear about it. I just wanted to go over, we generally do things in a good manner, do a lot of things, so we recapped a lot of things that the departments do, and talk about the cost of those services. Most of our costs are driven by public safety. We spend, you know, it's almost $47 million out of a $77, $78 million budget goes for police and fire. So that is a big component, and it's one that drives a lot of the things that we do. We've had some significant changes in terms of the police department, where last year, even though we had over 81,000 calls for service, that was a little over a 5% decrease. And some of that is happening because of our ComStat and DDAX. It's a data-driven traffic and safety enforcement, where we're taking the statistical data and deploying our police resources, and want to expand that to other city services where they're most needed.
Now, is that new this year, the ComStat?
We only implemented that and got it up and running almost fully in the last quarter of the year. It was gradually phased in throughout the year, so we're seeing some trend in that. And we were also successful here, where our Part 1 crimes were down not quite 9%, while the statewide trend was up. So where the calls were service were down, we're doing the, again, more sophisticated enforcement, we saw a drop of 8%. I hope that is a trend that we'll be able to continue. So it shows that our police department is effective, we're getting results from it, and want to continue to build on that record that was created last year.
Now, as part of your address, you said that you're looking for urban pioneers to come into the city. Can you tell me what you meant by that?
Talk to the council about our real estate here, where we've done a lot of foreclosures. We have distressed property, and I view our real estate, it's our biggest liability, because when we have underutilized property, abandoned property, vacant property, it creates a lot of problems, and it drives our other costs up, police and fire and code enforcement. But I see it also as our biggest asset. And we have a quality of life here. We've seen a lot of activity in our downtown centered around Proctor's and the creation of an arts and entertainment district. We're starting to move that out into the neighborhoods. So that I believe that Schenectady real estate right now presents some of the best long-term investment opportunities in the Capital District. And use the term looking for urban pioneers, that people are coming in here where they understand there's a few challenges, but there's a great long-term opportunity in Schenectady. And we're trying to attract, again, younger, smarter people who want to be part of the rebirth of this city.
The housing stock is not a problem unique in the area to Schenectady, of course. Cities like Albany and Cohoes have also had issues, and there still are issues mm-hmm. with blighted properties.
Yes.
Are you in touch with the executives and the mayors of those municipalities? And if so, what are you guys talking about?
Yes, I've talked to Lou Rosamilia in Troy, Jerry Jennings in Albany. Been a change in leadership in Cohoes, where you know, former Mayor McDonald now has gone off to the Assembly. But we all share these stories, you know, what works, what doesn't work. There's a commonality that goes through all of our communities, and then you have to tweak it with a little bit of uniqueness that may be a little bit different in Schenectady or something that's a little bit different in Albany. But, yes, we are working on that. You know, our land bank that we put in place here in Schenectady, we're working with Amsterdam Schenectady County, and it's set up so that other communities can also join it, where it may afford get opportunities to deal with some of the distressed property. So even though I talk about what's happening in Schenectady, very cognizant of a regional approach to solving the problems.
And now the reports have said that the city finished the year with a small surplus, and I know you don't have the numbers in, but is that accurate?
Yes, we'll close the books out for 2012 with a small general fund surplus.
Is that the type of thing that would be reinvested into the general fund, or what might become of that money?
That would go back into the general fund, but again, you always want to try and run the operation in the black, and it's always very challenging in these days where there's a lot of pressure on local governments and have to deal with just diminishing resources and a lot of times increased demand for services.
I am interested in your outlook on the governor's proposal for full casino gambling and the idea that there might be a casino in the area, and it seems like Saratoga has been lobbying pretty hard for that spot. Do you aspire to have Schenectady be on that list as a possible location, or would you like to see a casino in the area? Do you think that would bring business to the city?
I believe the casino would bring business to the region. Schenectady does have a proposal that we are putting in for that, and we can equal or meet the opportunities that may exist in other communities in the region or the state.
So there is a proposal. Is it in the works?
We have a proposal in, and I'm not sure just who has it at this point, but we're working with local developers in the State Economic Development Office to put that out as a scenario that, again, can be reviewed at the state level.